The round continues on this Monday afternoon with Monday Playbill and the Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. As you might recall from the previous two episodes, Mary Fobbs was an ordinary, time-challenged working mom with a husband and two kids until the day her knife got stuck in her toaster and she got zapped. Then she became an ordinary, time-challenged working mom with a husband and two kids and strange superpower she didn't quite know how to handle. In this episode, Mary, quite contrary, our reluctant superhero is getting used to her superpowers, like her X-ray vision and her ability to fly. She's also got her thrift store disguise in which to perform her Mary Marvelous deeds. When Gladys Hopper has trouble with the exorbitant service charges imposed by the merged bank, Mary decides to don her cape and investigate. Here now, part three of the Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper.
If she can stop a bus, Mary Fobbs started her day like any other day in May. But strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake, zap, electrocution is no joke. The thoughts of Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her. But she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly,
she can lift heavy objects,
she can dinner,
she can save the world.
But can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can.
So, hooray for Mary Marvelous. She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous. She's just like us and she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous.
Helen. Oh, Helen. Mummy's gonna find you. And when she does, she's gonna tickle you and tickle you and...
Up here, Mommy! Up here! In this big oak tree!
Helen, what are you doing way up there? How did you climb that tree? You come down right this instant.
I can't! My foot is stuck! And I'm... Mommy, help!
Oh! Helen, be careful! Hold on!
What is it, lady?
My daughter is stuck at the top of that very high tree.
And that branch doesn't look like it's going to hold her much longer. How did she get up there anyhow? I don't think I can do it.
Help! Somebody help!
What's that up there?
I don't know. Is it a plane?
Or a strange-looking bird?
No, it's Mary Marvel.
Mary Marvel! Mary Marvel! Over here!
Heavens!
I can't hold it!
She got her!
Hooray!
Thank goodness for Mary Marvel! She saved your little girl's life!
I know.
Mommy! Mommy!
Oh, you're okay now. Thanks to Mary Marvel.
Thanks, Mary Marvel!
You're welcome, little one. Now I've got to go and save other people in trouble. And I'm off!
Harriet, what?
Dad wants you to get up. Charlie's had a giant poo and won't let Daddy change his diaper. I can't find any socks that match, and there seems to be something wrong with the shower. Were you having one of your superhero dreams again?
Yes.
When are you going to tell Dad about your superpowers?
Soon, honey.
Are you going to be a superhero?
Not so many questions. Let me have my shower, okay?
The shower's not working, remember?
Right.
I'll tell Dad you'll change Charlie's stinky diaper.
Great. Okay, Mary Fobbs, get off your flabby behind and do something with your day.
made for sandwiches.
Why are you looking at me? You're perfectly capable of buying bologna.
I wasn't looking at you with accusation. I was looking at you with my own personal exasperation.
Charlie spit pablum at me.
Then don't get so close to him.
Oh, gross! It's up my nose.
I'll get a cloth. Do you have choir today?
Yes. I have to take my drum.
Right.
And there's no mayonnaise. I just bought some last week. Golly, I feel my dander rising faster than a rocket.
I made a pasta salad. What's with you, Bob? You're so edgy. I'm supposed to be the one who's edgy, and you're supposed to be the one who's calm.
Poetry reading.
Oh, of course, tonight. I almost forgot.
You almost forgot?
Well, it slipped my mind just for a brief moment. Do you think I'd forget your big poetry reading? 8 o'clock at the library.
7 o'clock.
Oh, which poems are you going to read?
A bit of a mix. A few from my university days. Some more recent and a couple of new ones.
Oh.
Do you detect something peculiar with my voice? I hope I'm not coming down with something.
You'll be fine, Bob.
And we've got a sitter for Charlie, right?
I think Roxanne's going to come.
You think? I don't want Charlie making spitting noises all through
my... It's under control. Don't worry, please. Harriet, go get your lunch. Daddy has to go.
Daddy's taking me? Does that mean we're walking again?
It's not difficult. One foot goes in front of the other, one at a time.
All right, all right.
Are you working for Roxanne today, Mrs. Fox?
Actually, I thought I'd... Oh, Bob, look at the time. You better go. You're picking up Harriet.
Yes, but I have to leave for the reading by 6.
It's going
to
be very exciting. Have a good day at school, sweetie.
Bye, Mom.
Okay. Now, Charlie, Mummy has to make an important phone call, so I need you to sit very quietly, okay? Here's some Cheerios.
Canfax Market Research, Roxanne speaking.
Hi, Roxanne. It's Mary.
Oh, what time are you coming in? The facial tissue study needs to be completed. And
actually, I don't think I can come in today.
What? Is something wrong? Are the kids okay? I'm looking after Charlie tonight, right? Bob has his poetry thing.
Oh, I think I have to quit.
What? I can't hear you.
Sweetie, I don't know if I can work for you anymore.
Please tell me you're not telling me what you're telling me.
I need to try something, and
how
I don't...
How did you do this to me? I've got 200 questionnaires on feminine hygiene products coming in Friday.
I'm sorry. I just need
you
to...
You just what?
I can't quite tell you yet. I just have to do this for me right now.
You and Bob aren't breaking up, are you?
No, I just need some...
Okay, I better hang up before I get really pissed, Mare.
Sorry.
Just on time, 15 minutes late. How's my Charlie Lumps?
Cranky, but I'm good.
Oh, yeah?
Guess what, Mom?
You've decided to acknowledge you've inherited superhuman abilities, use them to your advantage, and save the world from evil.
Well...
Or something like that?
Something like that.
Don't forget, I have a little ESP myself. You haven't quit your job, have you?
Well, you were the one who said I should do something with my new potential.
Well, I never said you should quit your job.
I'll never have time to do superhuman stuff if I'm on the phone asking people's opinions about facial tissues.
The superhero business doesn't pay you money.
Mother, would you just be supportive for once?
So, what are you going to call yourself?
Oh, what do you mean?
All superheroes have a moniker.
I'm a superhero, yes.
Don't stop being so bloody wishy-washy and answer the question.
Well, I thought maybe Mary Marvel sounded good.
Yeah, not bad. And you have a Mary Marvel ensemble?
Well, yes. I went to Value Village and I bought these.
Oh, right. The red leggings and plaid cape. I heard about that. Yeah. Well, all right then. I've got a job for you, Mary Marvel.
Oh, what?
Well, my friend Gladys Hopper is over. We've been making cheese balls for the Mahjong group. And she was just telling me about how she's been given the runaround from her bank about those extra charges they like to deduct from her bank account.
Actually, Mom, I've got something else to do.
Ooh, something big?
I'm not sure exactly, but it's got to be bigger than bank charges.
Oh, I see. Gladys isn't important enough for our new superhero.
I just want to get off to a good start, you know?
build my reputation.
Okay, Charlie Lumps, you come inside and meet Gladys. Mommy's too busy with her notoriety to care about Granny's friends.
And in other news today, tensions increase between Iran and Iraq, breeding fears of nuclear conflict. Murder and mayhem still rocks Mexico City after local elections were declared fraudulent. And back home in Canada, the banks all declared record profits. For Capital City News, this is Muppet Marks.
Somehow, I don't think you're ready for murder and mayhem, Mary Marvel. So, Miss Hopper, how long have you been having trouble with these bank charges?
Well, let's see. I didn't notice at first because my eyesight with the small print isn't so good anymore. Maybe a year.
And you've spoken to the bank about this?
Well, they keep charging me for things, and I don't know what they're for. And when I ask, I don't understand what they're talking about.
Well, sometimes they might charge you for a withdrawal or a debit or for writing checks.
I think Gladys is aware of what a bank does, Mary. The fact is, the bank is overcharging her, and they won't reverse the charges.
Thank you, Mother. What bank are you dealing with?
The Merge Bank of Canada, the branch on Carlisle. I think it used to be the Royal Toronto Montreal Scotia Trust of Commerce or whatnot.
All right, I'll go talk to them.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Mary dear. I don't know how much luck you'll have. They don't seem very helpful.
Oh, Mary's got ways of making them cooperate, don't you, Mary?
Mother, you make it sound like I'm a mobster or something. Goodbye, Mrs. Hopper. I'll pick Charlie up at 3, Mum.
Oh, no, you don't. The Mahjong group comes at noon, 11:30.
11:30? Uh-huh. Well, that only gives
me... I told you I'd look after Charlie 3 mornings a week, not give my life over to him.
All right.
Besides, it's just a few bank charges. How long can it take?
All right, Mayor. You'd better get changed. Now, not being small enough for those phone booth changes Superman likes to do, where... Aha! The old changing in the car trick. Okay. Large men's blue sweater. 100% cotton. Very nice. Breathes. Red leggings. Slightly baggy in the... knees! Oh! Oh, God, I feel like I'm back in high school about to have sex in a VW. Oh! Ow! Oh! Ah! What is it, Mrs. Hopper? I just
wanted to tell you that the man to talk to is Romeo Lesage.
All right, Mrs. Hopper.
What are you doing in there?
I'm just...
all right. Good luck, dear.
Hey... This has got to be easier. I mean, Superman always gets dressed in a minute. If I just... Oh, fantastic. Getting dressed in a jiffy is going to be a really useful skill. And then there's the look. Not too weird to be out of the ordinary. Sensible walking shoes. Don't want to get corns. Brown, shaggy wig, bit 70s looking, but great staying power. And the singular plaid cape. And so, the adventure begins.
Can't get a mortgage.
I'm afraid your income doesn't justify our risk.
Risk? I've been banking here for 20 years. Always paid off my loans on time. I'll never own my own home.
Can I help you?
Is Romeo Lesage here?
I'm afraid our manager is busy with a client.
I'm here on behalf of a friend. She's an elderly woman who feels that her bank charges are being miscalculated.
I see. The Merged Bank of Canada offers a variety of packages to suit all of our customers. Maybe your friend would like to consider an all-inclusive account that includes 25 transactions a month.
Well, I believe the issue is that she feels she has been overcharged for the transactions she has made and has had difficulty in getting those charges reversed.
There have been a number of changes to our accounts. Would you like to take a brochure?
If there were changes to her account, would she have been notified?
We usually have posters or these nice cardboard notices.
But she would have got something in the mail.
We're not legally obligated.
You mean you can make changes to the charges and not have to inform? Where is Mr. Lesage? I think I should speak to him.
He's gone into his office and shut his door. I can't disturb him. Perhaps if your friend would like to write a letter stating her concern.
She's been in here several times and has had no satisfaction. Can't you just look up her account on the computer and see if there's been a mistake?
No, not without her written permission.
Well, you don't have to tell me anything. Just look.
What seems to be the problem?
I have a friend who is being overcharged for the transactions she makes.
Ah,
and
she would have to come into the bank in person.
Mrs. Hopper has been into the bank a whole bunch of times.
Mrs. Gladys Hopper.
Yes.
I can deal with this now, Miss Potipsky.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lesage.
Mrs. Hopper is one of our favorite customers. I know she has trouble getting about. Let me see what I can do. I can't release any information to you directly, but perhaps I can see the nature of the problem. Many of our older patrons have trouble with the new ways. Now, let's see.
What is it? What do you see?
It seems that Mrs. Hopper requested her account to be closed.
What?
The account has been closed.
But she still has money.
She will be receiving a certified check in the mail for the remainder of her funds.
Something fishy is going on around here.
And now, if you'll excuse me.
What's on that computer screen? Debit.
Pardon? What are you staring
at? Bank charge, $100. Bank charge, $200. What's going on here? Were you issuing gold checks?
How can you see that? I don't know who you are, miss, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Our files are strictly confidential. You may force me to call security.
Oh, I'll be going, Mr. Lesage. But this is not the last you'll see of me.
Miss Potipsky, hold all my calls. I'll be in my office.
Yes, Mr. Lesage.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. Is Gladys still there?
Yeah, we're in the middle of making tapenade. Oh, Charlie, you gotta spit the pits out.
May I speak to her?
Did you make any discoveries?
Mom, let me speak to Gladys.
Yeah, it's Mary. Oh, Mary?
Mrs. Hopper, I just wanted to know, exactly how much do you think the bank's been overcharging you for their services?
Oh, let's see now. Oh, dear, I've got an olive pit in my... That's better. Well, now, the other day, I got out my calculator and tallied it all up, and the amount was, $10,532.
Dollars?
And 15 cents.
Holy smokes! A bank charge? What kind of transactions are you doing?
Well, I use my debit card once a week at the IGA, and on the second Thursday of each month, I buy my gin.
Oh, I thought that Romeo was up to something.
He's very nice, but I don't quite think he understands.
Oh, he understands. Oh, wait. Speak of the devil, there he is.
Oh, now, Mr. Lesage has some nice qualities.
He seems to be taking an early lunch. I'll talk to you later, Mrs. Hopper.
Tell her not to be late.
Mr. Lesage?
Yeah?
You again?
A Porsche? This is getting curiouser and curiouser. After that Porsche, Mary Marvel.
Look, Mommy! Up there! A flying lady!
Oh, don't be silly.
Bye, small child. Sure beats the bus. You know, you get a really nice view up here.
Oh,
my nose was nearly pierced by that robin's beak. Oh, Lordy. I better get my peripheral flying vision in order. Now, where is that Porsche heading to? Oh, Roxborough. Very Tony section of town. Looks like he's turning in. Wow, a swimming pool and everything. Okay, Romeo, get ready to meet your Tybalt. Ooh, not a good image, Mare. Oh, my Lord. It's almost 11:30. I'm supposed to pick up Charlie. Oh, boy. Do I defeat the evil creep? Or do I go back, get the car, and appease my exacting mother?
Sorry, I don't give out donations at the door.
Mom?
Mary? What kind of get-up is that?
It's my Mary Marvel disguise. I'm in the middle of figuring out this bank thing.
You look like you robbed a Sally Ann and did them a favor.
Thanks, Mom. I needed a cape for flying, and
the Mahjong group is here. Tiles at the ready. Charlie's having a fit because he needs to nap and won't. He spit up mushed banana on Mrs. Webster's sweater she just bought at Hope.
You're the one who wanted me to go
Take
and talk to the...
him.
All right, Mother, I'm... Come on, Charlie. Do you want to catch a bad guy with me, huh? Oh, look, Charlie. No, it's Mummy, sweetie, wearing a bad wig. It's Mummy, huh?
See the nice big house, Charlie? A sneaky man lives there. Well, allegedly sneaky. We'll just go in and have a chat with the man.
Oh, Charlie. Not now. Don't fall... Charlie? Oh, you're sound asleep, aren't you? Probably gonna nap all day. You'll be out for an hour. Now what do I do? You'll be safer here, anyway. I'm gonna just carefully drape this little blankie over the car seat so nobody knows you're here, and there. Now I'm gonna be right at this house, sweetie. I'll be back as soon as I can. Locked, 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 locked. Okay, let's make this quick. Bloody nice spread for a bank manager. Looks like he has his own gardener, even. That's an awful hefty-looking gardener. Must moonlight as a sumo wrestler. Now, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Ooh, I wonder if...
It's her!
Her? The lady from the bank?
Yeah, get away from the window.
Oh, I want to see the plaid cape.
She'll see you, bong brain. You better go up and pack some things.
You're serious, aren't you? You think we should leave town? What will people think?
I told the bank that you got a sick sister in the Bahamas. If this blows over, then maybe she gets better, but if she doesn't...
Well, how much does this lady know?
I don't know how she did it, but somehow she was able to see into the computer and see the transactions.
See into the computer? You're off your nut.
It'll only take her a few inquiries and...
I thought you said you closed all their accounts and deleted the transactions.
I thought I did, but I must have missed that one. Oh, geez, she's still out there waiting. We'll wait till she goes, and then we'll catch her.
I'm not going anywhere, Mr. Lesage.
Hey, you broke our door. What kind of woman are you?
Call me Mary Marvel. So you've been pilfering house, have you, Mr. Lesage?
I don't know what you're talking about. Get out before I call the police.
Perhaps you need a little persuasion. How long have you been filching your customers' money?
It was a mistake. Computer error.
A mistake that you perpetuated.
No, just on the ones who could afford it.
The elderly ones who can't read the small print very well.
Pickle my arm.
Oh, hey! Ow, ow, what kind of a gardener are you?
You're the strong silent type.
Yeah, well, here's a little of your own back. You hit him so hard.
You smashed his jaw.
Really? I didn't mean to. I'm really sorry. Mister, can I help
you? This is the police.
Oh, officer, you're just in time. This man...
We got a call about a deserted child.
Charlie.
Oh, is that your baby in the car outside?
Is he all right? I locked the door. He's strapped in his car seat.
He's crying. Maybe I'll think about charging you with criminal negligence or abandonment.
What? Oh, no. Oh, poor Charlie. I'd better go.
Hey, that guy looks hurt. Bad.
She assaulted him, officer. That woman right there with the plaid cape.
Oh, you better come down to the station with me, lady.
Oh, no.
You've got a lot of questions to answer.
Hey, Jake, look at this.
What do you got, Joe?
A whole suitcase full of money, just sitting on the seat of a Porsche.
I've been trying to tell you, officer, this man has been stealing money from elderly people.
I can explain. My wife and I are going on a holiday.
Yeah. A little holiday.
I think you all better come on down to the station house and we'll have a little chat. You and the plaid cape.
Oh.
You go first.
Ow.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, he's fine now, safe and sound in his own little crib. He was just
What
hungry.
Were you doing that was so important?
They're not going to charge me with anything. I was helping a friend of mother's.
Oh, why couldn't I guess that Wanda had something to do with this?
What are you getting at, Bob?
Helping a friend what?
With her bank charges. And it's all sorted out now.
It's just totally irresponsible leaving a baby alone
in
the car.
I made a mistake. Don't you think that I've paid enough for it? I feel bad enough already.
And you quit your job. Roxanne told me you phoned her this morning.
Well, I just had one of those days when I thought I could do something more than talk to people about their shopping habits.
Without even discussing it with me.
It was a one-day impulse kind of a thing. I'll call Roxanne tomorrow and tell her I'll go back. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be.
Oh, Bob, I've never seen you so mad.
Mommy, is everything okay?
Yes, sweetheart. You go back to bed.
Daddy's poetry was really good.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry. I completely missed your poetry reading. Oh, what a ninny. Oh, Bob, I was so caught up in worrying about Charlie. I feel terrible.
That's all right.
There must have been 50 people there.
Really? That's great.
Well,
Daddy, do the one about the leaves.
No, it's late.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Well, it won't be quite the same without the podium and all. Indian summer. Beneath the canopy of red, orange, yellow, leaves fluttering, catching the breeze, I saw her flick a strand of hair straying into her vision, blocking the sun. She laughed. Maple twirlers hovered around, forever laughing. The moment, a moving picture, forever in my mind.
Oh, Bob, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Bob?
Yes?
I'm sorry. Why don't we go to bed?
That's a good idea.
Ew, yuck.
The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper, featuring Catherine Disher, John Jarvis, Dara Perlmutter, Barbara Gordon, Janet Vandegraff, Deborah Drakeford, Nina Clowden, Demir Andre, Gina Sorrell, Barbara Worthy, James Key, and Stuart Clough. Original music by Donald Kwan. Lori McNamara was the production intern. Linda Grierson, the casting director. Script editor, Dave Carley. Sally Hand, the associate producer. Recording engineer, Greg DeClute. Sound effects by Matt Wilcott. It was produced and directed by James Roy. The Roundup returns after the CBC Radio 1 News, a conversation with the painter Sheila Norgate. She lives on Gabriola Island, and her paintings feature birds and words.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.